The town fell apart.
Oh.
As I understand, and it just has gradually come back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they do have the fire department, but that fire department's a bit of a laugh, you know.
Buster used to be on that.
I know he did. At one time, you won't believe it, but they were supposed to be going to a fire down there near the fire tower. And I think they were all drunk when they got in the fire truck, got in the ditch.
Oh, no.
And they had a hard time getting the fire out because they had to get a tractor from the ranch over there to pull the fire truck out of the ditch. So I don't know. So I was making Opie.
I'd heard they had a pretty good fire department there for a while.
Well, I think it's off and on. But that happened right before I left in there. That was 2 years ago.
They didn't have one, what, before
they had
that?
One. Sure, they had one. That same one. But according to who's on the truck that night, I think.
Oh, they'd vary? They'd have different people driving the truck.
Well, I think they have crews of some kind, volunteer crews. But that would never have happened in McIntosh.
No, I guess.
It just wouldn't have happened in McIntosh. But that was a real... Someone had set some fires down on the road down there, right below our house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I knew about this. And it was first one and the other pulling the other one out of the ditch that night.
Oh.
Because Wesley, the one that drives the tractor, is always drunk on Saturday, too.
Wesley?
Yeah, Peyton. You'll probably run into him.
I don't believe so.
And anyway, I think they have a fire department, and I think they probably do their duty, but I'm sure it's a very interesting crew.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't make any bad comments about it. I'm sure they put out fires.
Well, I don't know. I knew Buster had been on it, and he wasn't now, but he used to be pretty proud. Of course, Buster worked some of those cars.
That's right.
And the garage there says J.R. Mountain, though.
That was his father.
Oh, Buster didn't open that garage?
His father owned that garage when I was a little girl.
Well, I'll be. He doesn't work there now, though.
Buster,
I know, works
his
out the
father,
bottom, CJR.
Well, now his father is dead.
Oh?
And,
J.R. is dead?
And he has a brother called J.R.
Oh, well,
and
they
sometimes call him Sally.
Sally?
Sally. And, he doesn't work there. And I don't recall has ever worked with Buster much. I think he worked with his daddy some when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he worked in there when I was a teenager. But he's worked for Bohannon. He worked for Bohannon in Gainesville for a long time. You know, we're always worked with motors.
Uh-huh.
He used to be thought not to be all there.
Hmm.
He always had one ear. It looked like it had been chewed off at the top.
Oh.
And not too bright acting, but he mechanically sound.
Oh.
And he works for the University of Florida now.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one that, well, you haven't been around enough to know, I guess, but at Christmas time has all these wild contraptions in his yard that are mechanized, like Rube Goldberg.
Oh, no.
The Gainesville Sun features, and everybody from Gainesville goes down to see what he has in his yard. These rockets spinning around and Santa Claus in it and all this stuff.
Oh.
No?
I don't think I have.
You don't know about that.
I sound like I'd like to, though.
Well, anyway, people used to kind of laugh at him a lot and make fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he married a very fine girl. Very fine. He had a lot of pride. And she wouldn't have called him Sally anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, they are. And she had him, you know, dress right. And she was a steady worker herself. She's a dietitian over at Idaho School.
Mm-hmm.
They had two children. And just through her pride, she elevated him to be somebody.
Buster, Buster, I knew, had something of a reputation around here as a mechanic.
Well, he's done it all of his life. Ever since I can remember.
And his father
was a mechanic too. He had that.
Oh,
man. And how long before that, I don't know. But it was there in the early 40s.
What is his father open that shop there?
I imagine he did. And how long ago, I don't know, because his father would be, I guess, in his 90s now. If he were alive.
Oh, I see. But you saw him working there?
Yes. He didn't look like Buster. You know, Buster's got that big, thick bull neck.
Yeah.
But his father didn't have that. He had he was about the same size as Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a nice-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
And very quiet.
Oh.
Not like Buster.
No, Buster's a talker.
Yeah, JR's not a talker either much. He'll talk to you.
Uh-huh.
But not like Buster. Buster's
yeah.
just a town mouse, you know. Always has been. He had stories going like that all the time when he was young.
Buster did?
Oh, yeah, he had the same manner then. He used to think he was Bo Bumel himself. Real lady killer. He was always giving you that. Goodness, yes. Give you that. That's what I was telling a guy. He used to, Saturday, Sunday night, he used to really howl. He'd get these shoes all polished up, black and white ones. All white. All white. A lot of times, these white britches.
Uh-huh.
And when everybody wore pale colored shirts, he had on the loudest ties and shirts you ever saw.
Oh, he didn't match the styles there?
Oh, no. He was known to be a wild dresser.
Buster?
Buster.
Oh, I see those old torn up shirts now.
Oh, that's right. And his mother must have been a good presser, or else somebody was, because his shirts would always be ironed, and I can always remember they're just starched and ironed to perfection.
I'll be.
And his hair would be all combed back and shiny. It looked like he must have put that black grease on it.
Hmm.
And he really had a ball. Look.